Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass rush, believe me, there's nobody that appreciates pass rushers more than me, you know, and I've seen some great ones here, and I'm optimistic and excited. You know, fortunately, we got a chance to take Odafe last year. We think his future is very bright, and I'm excited that we also got Tyus Bowser under a long-term contract last year, and that he'll be back, in my opinion, full strength, ready to go at the start of training camp.
Eric DaCosta in one of our favorite.
Blast from the past.
Yeah, he got Tyus Bowser signed to a long-term deal. Odafe
Ray-Ban
still in the
kid,
fold.
Baby. Rock him at night.
Are you sure those were Ray-Ban?
I don't care. Yeah. That's the only brand I know.
Yeah, Maui Jims are popular these days. Oakley's,
Maui
Jason.
Gym.
Yeah.
Maybe
I got Maui Jims.
Maybe an intrepid reporter around here to get to the bottom of it.
I wear Maui Jims. They're nice.
Have you heard back from DaCosta's stylist? You haven't heard back?
I haven't reached
about,
out.
About getting him or her on the show?
I don't know if I'm fixable.
Nobody appreciates sunglasses at night like Eric DaCosta.
So, alas, then shout out Corey Hart. Jason, you went scouring to see what was out there.
Ooh-wee.
For the Ravens. And I would think, being that we're almost to the end of September, there's got to be a bounty of good pass rushers on the street, potentially, for the Ravens. Terrell Suggs?
Yeah, exactly. From the edge department, there's 37-year-old Jerry Hughes. There's 30-year-old, but with the body of a 35-year-old, Carl Lawson.
Mm.
Shaq Barrett.
Ooh. Isn't he local?
Yeah, I also don't know about his health, though.
Yeah.
That was really it that stood out to me from the edge group. I feel like interior defensive linemen, you've got some other options. Obviously, Christian Wilkins is...
Yeah.
A difference maker.
He's interesting.
I don't know what's going on with him personally. I think they better be willing to deal with quite a bit to bring a player and a body type like that.
Have you heard he's like that he's a locker room problem? Like, is there whispers of that out there in the ether?
There are whispers, but he's also been on two teams that are janky, that don't have real NFL head coaches. You didn't hear a lot about it in Miami when he was a top 10 D tackle in
sure.
this league. I think there are some quirks there, but, you know, not everybody's going to be your team captain.
No.
So I just think, look, him, Jordan Phillips, Hottie is out there.
Oh!
If you're looking for a true run stuffer. Linval Joseph, I think, is quasi-retired. Like, I think he's quasi-retired, but money talks.
How about Michael Pierce? He looked like he could fill that middle.
I think he's retired.
Yeah.
Hottie, I think, got picked up.
Did he?
I think he's in Tennessee now.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
I was looking at him. Yeah, pretty sure I'm trying to find his
now. You know, when you start to look at potential trades,
yes,
that's where things could get interesting. But again, that's mostly for the edge. Like, Cam Jordan's down to $6 million now. Mm-hmm. Like, if they're 0-9, and I know he wants to be a saint for life and everything, but I've heard that from a lot of guys.
Yeah,
before.
A lot of guys want to be a blank
and
for life.
And he's not the Cam Jordan of before.
Hottie's with the Titans. Just
Hottie's with the Titans? Yeah. Okay.
Way to ruin that one, Bone.
I was just, hey, facts.
No, thank you. Thank
just
you. I thought Hottie was still out there.
It's more hope.
Cam Jordan, maybe.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit about Kayvon Thibodeau.
Doc.
There's a lot of pass rush on the Giants. It's not playing that well together right now. And they might be 0-6, 0-7, and looking to move on. I mean, they got Abdul Carter there. It's not like they haven't fortified that position.
Sure.
You know, and then...
got Dexter Lawrence there.
Miami, Bradley Chubb's contract is a little cumbersome.
Uh-huh.
But if he wants to go somewhere with a chance to win, and you can always get with the agent and move some things around. Like, if that's truly a sinking ship, and I think it is, and they've also got, you know, Phillips, who's making 13, he's making less than Chubb. But that, you know, I could see those owners being like, yeah, let's move. Let's, if we get, we get, we get $8 million off our books.
Yeah.
What about, he's not an edge guy, Jeffrey Simmons.
I don't think that owner is going to let it happen for the some of the same reasons that they couldn't get Derrick Henry.
Yes.
She's very involved. Yes. She's very meddlesome. She's very interested in how many fannies are in the seats. And I don't know that, like, we think of Jeffrey Simmons as a person who moves the needle nationally, but I think he sells some jerseys there, and I think that would be akin to waving the white flag, and there's a lot to do in Nashville, and she's trying to get a stadium built. So if she looks like she's going super cheap, and trust me, she's uber cheap.
Yeah.
But if she's overtly uber cheap, I think the optics and everything she's got going on there politically.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And also, like, I mean, do you want to lose 40-0 every week? Like, I just don't know that that.
I just figured that.
I thought about it.
I thought about it. Out of it.
Trust me, I thought about it. And like, would I be shocked? No, but I also think these guys got burned going down that road again. So for them specifically, I don't know that they would get there. And I don't think she wants her football people to do it. And I don't even know how empowered her football people are right now.
Because well, don't they change them every
they've
year?
They've won three of their last 20 games. So if she doesn't want to do it, it's not happening.
They change your football people every other year.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Thibodeau's a name that seems to be out there. The Giants, yes. The Duck, former first-round pick, pass rusher. Now, but is that a guy, is that a second and a fifth? Is what are you trading for Kayvon Thibodeau at this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's more, you go back to what you thought coming out of the draft and you're still going more on potential than actual production there.
He's got bent.
No, like look, he was a top five pick for a reason. I mean, now not all those guys pan out, but he would check a lot of the boxes that they look for. From a physical metric standpoint. And Lord knows they've been willing to look past lack of true pass rush.
Yeah.
Get home in a bunch of different ways before. And here's the other problem, though. This isn't like you're looking for a box safety. Like, everybody would want it. Like,
everybody wants pass rush.
Like, you don't think Howie Roseman would be in on these people?
Yeah.
He lost some dudes in free agency. That D-line isn't quite as good as it was a year ago. So, like, and that's why these guys often come in second, because their dirty little secret is they're not winning spending wars with anybody. So those draft picks really matter. And when Eric talks about, I need all those lottery tickets, and part he does it because he knows the cash budget he gets from his owner is not going to be able to compete with 8, 10, 12, 15 other teams any given year. That's also why they cry behind fake salary cap woes.
Can I ask about one more guy? And he's not an edge, but he did have 9 sacks a year ago, and that's Dexter Lawrence, who, depending who you read, might be available because of the same reason that Thibodeau is available, because the Giants stink. And I think he's got a big contract.
Yeah, he's pretty much the same deal as Jeffrey Simmons. They're both under contract through 27.
It's big ticket item. And that's another owner who Mara's had. They've sucked forever.
Yeah.
Go look how many times they've traded blue chip players at the deadline who they could have moved for money. He doesn't philosophically believe in it. You know, I think they'd be more inclined to let somebody else give Thibodeau his second contract. We already drafted his replacement in Abdul Carter. And that doesn't read so much like a salary dump. It reads like a Dexter Lawrence would be a flat-out salary.
Yes.
He's a top five defensive tackle.
Yeah.
That
leper's not changing his
most
spot.
Of these guys aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Could they pry one from this whole list that we gave? Could they pry one? They probably could. But again, if somebody else wants them more... They're always looking at next year. Mm-hmm. They're always looking at comp picks. They want freebies, not paybies. But they appreciate pass rush.
They do. They do appreciate it. Hey,
you know, their sunglasses on.
You know what we appreciate? We appreciate Tony Gwynn Jr. He's an Odyssey MLB insider. We're heading towards the final weekend of the season. The playoffs are next week. We'll talk baseball with Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.